Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for somebody else.
Okay.
Maybe we should get started.
Okay. Oh, maybe not. Malka.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're starting with verse 232 in section 50. And L'shem Yichud in first. L'shem Yichud Kutshabri Kulishkin Tay Vishilu Rikimu Kilu. Gambe dekura ela bezim nadi taknat beta veit habru dekar venukva kedenima ila arikat birkan livrute lond ke gavna daima Tata ala ishtachat legabe dekura ela bezimna deit taknat beta fiate dekar legaba denukvea deit habaru kachada kedenima tata arikat Birkan Livracha alone. The concealed reason behind this is that the supernal Ema, Bina, does not coexist with the male, namely Zerenpin, until the house has been prepared, and both male and female, namely Zerenpin and Nukva, have been joined. Then the supernal Ema brings blessings upon them both. Similarly, the lower Ima, namely the Shekhinah, cannot be found with the male, namely man below, except when the house has been corrected. The male comes onto the female, and they join together as one. Consequently, the lower Ima, the Shekhinah, brings upon them a wealth of blessings. Comment? Thoughts, questions?
Is the phrase the house, until the house has been prepared, does that mean the preparation for Shabbat?
No. The house represents the female.
Oh, okay.
In the upper world, the word is prepared. In the lower world, the world is corrected.
Okay. Well, the first time when you read it, the word was prepared in our translation, but it was also prepared in the second time that you read it as correction. So they made a distinction.
Yeah, in my version, they make a distinction between the upper and the lower.
Okay. So corrected is the upper?
No, corrected is the lower. We live in the world of correction, whereas in the upper world, when we correct things here, we correct them in the upper worlds as well.
Sure.
That's why it has the context of preparation. Verse 233. Hence, a man is crowned with two females in his home, similar to the supernal Zerantin, as the secret of the words, Ad, until the desire of the everlasting hills. Ad, in the verse, until the desire, is the Mohin of the supernal Garden of Eden. In it are the desires of the everlasting hills, which are the two Nukvas. The supernal female, Bina, desires to correct and crown the male with the Mohin of the three Sephirot, and to bless him with Chasadim. The lower female desires to embrace the male and to be fed by him with the Mohin of Ad, because of which the supernal mother, Bina, desires to endow him with these Mohin. Hence, the male is crowned by the two nukvas. For it were not for the lower nukvas' need for the Mohin of Ad, the supernal mother would not have endowed the male with them, because the male does not need them. He needs concealed chasadim. Question, comment, thought.
This odd of the Mohim, I don't understand that.
Well, Mohin is the brains, but Mohin is the three upper Sephirot.
Mm-hmm.
And odd, they're saying here it means until, but it actually means witness.
Okay, there's two, and I knew odd. Well, I and all it meant witness from the Shema, so that was, I guess, part of the confusion.
Right, it's the translation.
So instead of two, T-O, what should I write there?
T-W-O.
I know. Oh, two. T-W-O, okay.
Well, what it's saying is that the male receives two sets of upper Sephirot, two sets of the Mohin. The two sets are one for himself, which he is corrected by Bina, being Zeron Pin connected to, corrected by Bina, but being connected to Bina. But he receives the second set of brains for his wife, because those upper Sephirot have to flow through him to get to Malchut, to the Nukva. And that's what the verse is describing, is this process that the female receives her upper three Sephirot from her partner, from her mate, from her husband. And that's what's being hinted at here.
Right. We've heard that, you know, before, that when she marries, she gets it from...
She gets it through him. And that's one of the reasons to explain why a woman covers her hair. Because her hair is an antenna for those upper Sephirot. And if she's getting that from her husband, as well as through the antenna of her hair, it could be too much energy for her vessel.
Okay, the conceal Hasidim. Would you explain that? That he needs only concealed Hasidim.
The upper three Sephirot are concealed.
Oh,
concealed,
okay.
Concealed Hasidim is Chachma. It's another way of describing Chachma.
Okay.
Should I go on?
Yes, this one's not quite as easy for me as the others seem to be.
No, I understand. It's a little more esoteric, this one. Uke gavna dad latata kadakura insi tawat givot olam lagabe yave itatar pitrenu kve adila vechatata ila alearka aleya birkan tata ali itzena mineya ulit habira bahadeya uvarnash bevetea tawat givot olam legabeya leitatar beho. That which has been explained about the upper male also applies to the lower male, that is, man in this world. When he marries a woman, he receives the desires of the everlasting hills. He is crowned by two females called the everlasting hills. One is supernal, namely the Shekhinah, and one lower, namely his wife. The supernal is to pour blessings upon him, and the lower, his wife, should be fed by him and joined with him. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that one's a little bit more understanding.
Yeah, it is. If I were writing a commentary to this, I would say that it's clear as it is written.
Right.
Only thing I would question is what is the desires of the everlasting hills? Because many times the idea of hills represents Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet.
Well, I thought since they were saying he is crowned by two females called the Everlasting Heels, they were telling us that that was codes for the Shekinah and for his wife. That's how I took it.
Well, that is what the verse
that's
is saying.
That's what it says, I see. One is supernal and the Shekinah and the lower one, his wife.
Yeah. Okay. I was just looking at it as in, look, you know, I try and look at it from different perspectives. And I know we've read elsewhere in the Zohar that the code word hill represents the Chesed Gevura Tiferet. But I'm not sure what that would mean in that context. So, but we'll go on.
Well, hills have valleys too. You know.
Yes. Yes, there are. So, is the approach to try and jump from one hilltop to the other, or to go down into the up?
Well, I think there's a scripture about jumping from hill to hill to be the goat, or the gazelle, I think it is, not the goat.
Right.
Which, by the way, we sure are hearing a lot about goats. There's a woman on television that's trying, asking for donations. It's called One Goat for the Old Goat. She considers herself the old goat. And to give to countries that need food and milk. And I've also been seeing images when I turn up to check my email, and it's like, but they're all things in a positive, not a negative way. So kind of think maybe that's a good sign.
I agree. Verse 235. Kad nafek biarcha lav hakeima ila aid habirat bachadeya witata aishte arat kad tav leveteya bae leita tra bidreinu kvein. Kid ka amaran amara bi pinchas afilu biklipe san pore katra la pathe itra kama. But when he journeys, it is not so. That is, he is not crowned by the two females, but solely by the supernal Ima, namely the Shekhinah, who cleaves to him upon his sojourning. The lower, his wife, stays at home, and when he returns home, he crowns himself again with two females, as we have said. Hence, he who stays at home is more dignified than he who travels. Rabbi Pinchas said to Rabbi Shimon, even in simple matters of the scales and fins of a fish, no one will open his mouth to brag before you. That is, Rabbi Pinchas was so amazed at the depth of Rabbi Shimon's interpretation that he said, even on simple matters of deciding whether a fish is fit for eating or not, no one will dare to expound before you. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I was just wondering if the sojourning could just be simple little short trips, like leaving home for an hour or two and, you know, maybe to do shopping and then coming back home, if that also applies to the male.
It does.
Okay. Even going to work and coming back.
You have to keep in mind that in this generation, these verses are slightly, a little bit different in the context of the female also does the travel outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
In temple times, the woman would essentially stay at home and send a servant to the marketplace for food. And obviously that's a more wealthy person. But the children, the tutors would come into the home to teach the children.
Right.
So there was much less travel by the woman outside. She literally was staying at home and creating the home.
Why do you think the example of given of deciding whether a fish was kosher or not in relation to what we've been talking about for several days, which had to do with journeys and the two females, and all of a sudden we have this kosher statement about kosher fish?
Seems like it doesn't fit. You're right, it doesn't fit, but it does fit. Because in the context of, we frequently use the word kosher in context of things that are not food. But I think this paragraph, because it's a separate paragraph within the verse.
Excuse me. And it's in caps, so that means
Rabbi.
Yeah, could it, so.
Right. I'm not sure I understand.
At times, you want to give an example to someone, and the example you give doesn't necessarily mean it's the best example, but it was the one that came to your mind first.
Right.
Maybe that's what happened when he was translating. Although I get the point of what he's trying to say. I just think it's kind of strange that he took, you know, fish to talk about.
I agree with you.
I'm sure there's a reason.
Well, you might remember that the fish were not destroyed in the flood.
Oh, that's right.
So I think that may have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the finish of section 50. So
okay.
Next week we'll start with section 51.
Okay. 52, right?
52, my mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
So you all have a beautiful evening. Tonight's class at 10 p.m. is questions and answers. So hopefully there'll be a question brought into the class.
Okay.
Take care. Have a
all
beautiful
right.
evening.
Thank you. I'm going to send you a question, but I'm not sure I can be in the class. But if you want to go ahead and ask it, when I listen to the recording, I'll hear it.
What's the question? Oh, have you sent me one?
I haven't sent it yet. I just did some editing. And do you want me to tell you the question now?
It's up to you if you're going to be sending me an email. Oh, yeah, go ahead and send. Tell me the question now. Maybe it'll.
Okay. Well, there's one fatherless student that made the statement that he believed, or not that he believed, but that the man from Nazareth was a Kabbalist. And I don't agree with that. And I just wondered if there's any writings about it or other Kabbalists feel the same, you know, think the same.
What brought that on today? You were doing some editing and saw something?
No. What I meant was I was doing some editing, so I didn't send you the question. But
okay.
I read a commentary yesterday, and I don't know if it was in that commentary or if it was something else during the week that I read, but I don't wish to say the author's name. But
that's fine.
Okay.
I have spoken on it before. I've not written on the subject, but I'll be happy to answer it on the call.
Okay. All right. I'll do my best.
Okay.
To be there.
Is there, thank you. I know. Is there class at 10 or is it 7?
It's at 7 West Coast time. 10 o'clock is my Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
And they're 9.
And in the central time zone, it's at 9.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Shalom to all of you.
Shalom. Thank you. Bye-bye.